Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Justin Verlander to the rescue. Not so fast, my friend. Yesterday, Justin Verlander, in his rehab start, he pitched three innings, got pulled in the fourth. He allowed seven hits on seven earned runs, a walk, six strikeouts. He's working on some stuff. It really is. That's typically what happens. And it doesn't seem like he's in any hurry to get back, though. This was our guy, Adam Spillane, Baseball Spo. You hear him right here, 10:40 on Wednesdays. This was Baseball Spo with Justin Verlander. Talking about his process, how he felt, all that type of stuff.
See how I bounce back, see how I feel, and have a conversation with the team. You know, hopefully set up another rehab start. You know, today was a great step forward for me.
You've been going basically every 6 days in between the last couple of lives and this. Would you like to get on a 5-day schedule pretty soon?
I mean, not ideally. I think this is one of the benefits of, as you mentioned, you know, being my 19th year. I think my body knows how to go on 5 days, and right now recovery is something that's really important for me. I need to make sure I'm bouncing back, and, you know, I think the worst thing would be to go out there and try to do something I'm not quite ready for when getting back to 100% has been something that's, at times through this build-up process, hasn't been something that's been 100%. So I don't need to check that box before I'm able to do it in a big league game. And if you look at the schedule coming up in the season, there's a lot of built-in off days. I mean, that's also the benefit of how the seasons have changed.
All right, so there you go. Doesn't seem to be in too much of a hurry. So we'll figure out what happens with Justin Verlander.
Confidence level right now for you?
With Justin Verlander, I don't expect anything from him, so I'm fine. Yeah. I expect him to be maybe a third or fourth starter.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's about where I am. I you can almost sense, like, he's knows his body and his, you know, his approach better than anybody, and he's very particular about it, but you can almost sense he's almost more careful than ever, right?
Well, yeah, he can be.
Yeah, he's being more careful than ever. He's got time. He's 41.
And he should be.
He's had kind of a series of little setbacks, and that's why I'm just like kind of there with you. I just don't feel like we're going to get the same version. You know, maybe in spots.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get the same version.
Now, when I say third or fourth starter, I'm not sitting here saying that he's going to not have some elite moments. But I'm talking about,
exactly,
like, when you lay out the production and you rank at the end of the season, who was the most useful and productive Astros starters? If he's third or fourth, there it is. That's where it is. That's why they got him at the discount that they did. But he doesn't seem to be in a hurry. Astros right now, they're 3-7. They are looking to avoid losing a series to the Rangers. They could tie it up tonight. Framber Valdez on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking it one series at a time, 1-1 right now. They got swept by the Yankees. They won the Blue Jays series. It's just kind of how I'm approaching it, crawl before I walk. I don't look at this Astros team. You seem to be a little bit more, I don't want to say panicked, because I definitely don't think this
it's a
Astros
different vibe,
team,
man.
Yeah, but I don't think these are the Astros that we've gotten used to.
Yes, and Sean and Seth used to do the
Circle of Trust.
Circle of Trust.
Do they still?
I'm guessing
I don't
they
think
will.
They've abandoned that.
I'm guessing they will. Yeah, I haven't heard it yet. If they did it, I missed it. But I always thought that was kind of weird.
You listening to music?
Why not?
I'm just asking.
No, I listen, but it depends on when I'm working, man.
Okay.
I'm working.
I'm just asking.
This magic doesn't happen by itself. You think I just wake up and fall out of bed and create this radio
made
magic?
You switch to music, huh?
No. So I always thought it was kind of funny, their circle of trust thing. Not that it wasn't good, because it was always worth listening to. But, like, I only didn't trust, like, two dudes left.
Yeah, it was usually just basically an excuse. You could have easily just done two guys who suck.
Yeah, I always trusted pretty much everyone. I didn't trust Montero. I didn't trust Maldonado.
Abreu.
And then Abreu and John Singleton were kind of in there, you know, last year when they were around. There's a lot of guys I don't trust. Like, if I'm not going to steal their bit. But, like, just for me personally.
Well, you kind of are.
I'm just saying people I don't trust.
Kind of are.
So maybe I am.
A thief.
Look
at this guy.
Well, let me put it this way in questions. Do you trust Jose Abreu?
Come on.
John Singleton.
He shouldn't be in the bigs.
Hunter Brown.
I don't know what I'm going to get.
JP France.
House money.
Justin Verlander.
Old.
Lance McCullers.
Hell no.
The bullpen.
Not really.
Jose Altuve when he's on the bases.
Absolutely not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and that's why I mentioned it earlier. Like, I'm watching this team a lot differently. Like, there are a lot of guys that I just don't really trust. And I might have missed some. You know, I was just kind of rattling some off there. And so it's a different way. Expectations should be different. And my expectations are different. Like, last night was the perfect example. I was watching that game. Ronel Blanco, just a joy to watch. I mean, just it's fun watching him pitch, just the way he uses the changeup, all that stuff. And then they get to the bullpen, and I'm like, I don't trust any of these guys. Like, Montero? Hell no.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wouldn't Blanco just blossoming into an all-star caliber pitcher, though, be the most Astros thing that you could possibly have?
It would be.
Where the Astros all looks lost, and then all of a sudden this 30-year-old throws a no-hitter, and then... Yeah. Another shutout. By the way, you wanted to pull him. Don't think I didn't miss that. Because
no,
if he had gotten shelled in that sixth inning, you would have been sitting here saying, I told you to spot it.
He gave up a hit.
That's why you got that receipt out there.
He gave up a
hit.
You're
not fooling me, buddy.
I'm not taking it back.
You're not fooling me, buddy. I saw you.
I would tweet it again today.
You said they should pull him.
All right. Fifth inning.
And if he'd gotten shelled, we would hear nothing more. We would hear nothing more than John Lopez.
It's all on dust.
It's all on a spotter.
No. No.
I told you.
Let's go there then.
I saw it.
I would tweet that again in a heartbeat today. So fifth inning, he's sweating like Fromber. His control was lost. He had two walks. He gave up some really hard hit balls, including, was that the double play from Bregman? That was a lace.
That was a rocket.
It was a rocket. And he had a no-hitter with, I think, 87 pitches, 85 pitches, something like that.
Yeah.
And I tweeted... I know this is unpopular, but I would not trot him out there.
And then
to
he went and battled
six.
It.
Then he went and battled, gave up another hard hit ball and a single,
and got out.
So I would do. I think the right thing to do would have been to pull him.
Shouldn't be a manager.
I think I had
Spada's got bigger coconuts than you.
I think I had a very astute tweet.
Give a Spada his flowers.
No, I'm just. I'm not.
Because if he'd given up a bomb, oh my god.
Has nothing to do.
You would have that. You would have that tattooed on your face like Mike Tyson.
Dude, my predictions are always right.
Okay.
They're always right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm batting like 800 on my predictions.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
I had one last week that I'm feeling much better about than before.
Which one?
I can't say, but I'll let you think about it.
What do you mean? What?
When's training camp?
Training camp is...
For the Texans.
It's in July.
Yeah, it'll be the earlier July, right?
Yeah.
I got you. I see where you're going.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Put a pin in that.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just put a pin in
that. I got you.
What are you saying? People who are listening will remember?
Yeah.
Oh, you said they were going to... you said they might go to California.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So they might have some joint squad practices in Cali?
It was just a vision.
Oh, breaking news.
They might have the whole camp in Cali.
No, it was just a vision I had last week.
Uh-oh.
And I'm not saying why. I just feel a little better about that
vision. So you think they're going to go have joint practices?
What's your source, man?
No sources.
Come on, man.
I'm just illustrating how my predictions, I'm batting about 800 on my predictions. I'm good at these predictions.
Break
these
news then,
come on, man. Break it, man.
No, man.
No, go ahead and break it.
Hey, what are you doing back there?
Go ahead and break it, man.
No, man.
Preseason, who they got?
Yeah.
Come on, break it.
I think he wants to so bad.
Break it, man.
I'm not saying anything.
So you think they're going to practice all in Cali, huh?
People have feelings, Landry. Visions. Senses. All I'm saying is I feel better about what I said last week. No!
Okay, so if they practice in Cali, I'd like to go. Maybe. I don't know. You know how it is.
Oh, for sure.
You know how it is.
Oh, we would go.
How is it?
We would be. Oh, no, they have later because of the time change.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say we would be the best show to go, but it might be the afternoon.
I mean, we're always the best show to go. I don't care what the time is. What are you talking about? Come on.
It's just a feeling in my gut.
Okay.
My gut's down here. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to have to start saving change.
You're going to be writing checks like crazy.
I'm going to start a change. I'm going to start a change jar.
Landry
down the
needs
hall.
To join Marriott Rewards.
I'm going to start a change jar right down there.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
I'm selling waters.
Yeah.
Quarters.
Waters on the corner.
I'm going to take my daughter out there and sell flowers.
Camp.
I'm going to take Avery with the flowers.
Flower.
I'm going to join the flower hustle. I'm going to be holding her with a bucket
of
flowers out there
on
the corner.
Stroller and it's all hot.
I'm going out here on Wesleyan and I'm going to get the bucket of flowers. I'm going to hold Avery.
Yeah.
Flowers.
I want to go to California. And I'm not saying California. I had a vision that they might practice elsewhere.
No, that's cool. I got you. Okay.
Just so
breaking news here. John Lopez says the Texans are going to California to practice.
Oh, no.
So there you go. No. You heard it here first. If you wouldn't have done what you just did, I wouldn't have blown your cover.
It's just a feeling.
You don't bring up on the air, I know something, but I don't, and then expect me,
I didn't say
a guy
that.
With actual integrity to the listeners,
I never said
to not
that.
Say it. That's what you're insinuating.
I said I feel better.
The insinuation was John Lopez thinks the Texans are going to practice in Cali.
Maybe I just put it together in my head.
Okay, but you brought it up.
And I didn't say I know something, because I don't.
But you did say that.
But I'm saying I feel better about it.
He did say that. Did he not?
No.
He said, I got a prediction that's looking really good, but I can't say.
A prediction isn't reporting anything.
There you go.
A prediction isn't anything.
Your boy Landry's here for you, man. I ain't going to let that fly around here. If we bring it up on the air, we bring it up.
I didn't say anything.
There you go.
I'm not saying anything.
Book your tickets. California.
Come to the front of the class, Johnny.
I didn't say any of that.
Coming up, the hits are lit. We got sports from all angles. And oh my goodness, what the hell does No Diddy mean next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.